Good evening, everyone. This is the Tuesday night before 4th of July. I love this call. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. Year number 18 of doing this call consistently every Tuesday, delivering content. Great content, inspiration that will provide some perspiration. Now, many of you heard Jennifer Trinkerine earlier on the call. As I told Jennifer, I'm still getting great comments about what a great call that was. Thank you, Jennifer, for being a fabulous interview. Jennifer is also a mompreneur and an exceptional human being. You also heard Crystal Lowry, who's also been a guest on this call, and many, many other great people have rang in here. So I want to thank all of you on this Independence Weekend for being just first-class human beings, business owners, stand-up people who stand for something in this great country called America, and all of our Canadians, Australians, and people around the world, welcome to our call this evening, because Independence Weekend is really what we are. We are independent. We are free thinkers. We are unequivocally people who stand for what we speak into existence. We are the backbone of our countries. We are the small business owners who unequivocally carry the freight, pay the taxes, provide opportunities for other business owners in free enterprise where we can create what the free market bears. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. Very proud to announce that next Tuesday, I will have the privilege of introducing to you Tara Romano. Tara is one of five women I have coached who are having seven-figure years. Tara is also an exceptional multipreneur. She is not only a superstar direct salesperson, she's also a superstar in branding some of her own products, services, and intellectual property, and a very, very skilled in exercise science. She is a very, very, very awesome woman. Tara is a very good friend of mine, and I will be honored to have Tara on my call for the first time ever. Tara and I will also be doing an event in Marina Del Rey on August 8th, and that will be a fabulous event. And we will also have Brittany Cara speaking with us. That is Saturday, August 8th, in beautiful Marina Del Rey. As I said, I'm going to cover a few quick announcements. Then I'm going to have a very unique call for you tonight called three-way call etiquette. Now, that doesn't just mean phone calling, but it means how to really set a leader, a mentor, someone up so they can give you great insight on how to actually close a sale, create a transaction, and give you great insight on how you can really create that leverage so that you can create the 4- and 5-figure monthly income results that you deserve to receive before this calendar year 2015 is in the books. July 18th, I will be privileged to be able to speak at Alexis Romano's team event. That is just so awesome to see what Alexis and her culture has created in the last 4 years. July 25th, I will be speaking in Chicago, Illinois with Cindy Walter and C.G. Siddons. C.G. is going to be coming to Chicago. Tickets are still available. You'll also hear from Cindy Walter, who is a first-class woman and a very, very skilled entrepreneur. August 1st, I'll be with Kelly Bartoletti and Joy Schoenholtz, who have hosted me in Long Island numerous times since 2014. So that'll be Saturday, August 1st. Marina Del Rey, August 8th, August 14th, I'll be at the Millionaire Blueprint. There are still tickets available. We have room for about 750 people. We have about 200 seats left. August 22nd, I'll be doing an event in Phoenix, Arizona with seven-figure income earner Alex Morton. August 29th, I'll be in Portland, Oregon, not Maine, Portland, Oregon. September 19th, Pleasanton, California. Both those events will be hosted by Rebecca Caffiero. Rebecca is an exceptional woman. September 26th, I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia for the only time this year, October 3rd, Charleston, South Carolina, with Bridget Bartley. October 10th, Dale LaCour is hosting me in Albany, New York. First time I've ever spoken in Albany. It was 4 years ago that Alexis hired me in Syracuse, New York. This will be my first ever trip to Albany. October 17th, Philadelphia, and November 7th, the Mark Victor Hansen event with Susan Sly. What a great lineup that is. Susan Sly, Mark Victor Hansen, Alexis Romano, and myself, Jeffrey Combs. That will be in the Newark Airport at the DoubleTree. Then March 19th of next year, I've already signed the contract, made the payments for the great Dr. Joe Dispenza. That will be March 19th at the Marriott in Newark. So those are just a few of the events that are on the very near horizon. Anyone on this call that's seeking one-on-one coaching, personal mentoring, feel free to contact me at 209-932-0227. In the month of July, I will also be releasing my online coaching program where you can receive 4 hours of recorded coaching 24/7. You'll have access to that content 24 hours, seven days a week. And later in the month, I'll also be releasing my online coaching certification program. That will be 8 hours on how to effectively begin, start, and run your own coaching program from the comfort of your home. It will come with coaching certification. You will also be automatically, by purchasing those two products, you'll be automatically an affiliate where you can receive 50% commissions from being able to direct people into the sales funnel for both of those products. So what does that mean? It means if you have your own email list, you can send the sales funnel to your email list. Anyone that purchases off that email list through the sales funnel, you'll receive a 50% commission after a 30-day period. What does that mean? It means ching, ching. And with that, we'll move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. Three-way calling etiquette. What does that really mean? It means being able to leverage someone who has influence and affluence to assist you to really learn the inner game of closing. Now, not only will I cover three-way calling etiquette, but really how to close a sale, how to effectively create a transaction, how to ask for the order, ask for a commitment, how to ask qualified questions that lead to the outcome that you seek. My young assistant, Ilan Amir, stated to me recently, who's been in the industry for 4 years, he's never seen anyone who teaches the qualification process like I do. What does that mean? It means that a lot of people don't really break down for you the inner game of selling. There's an aversion to selling that keeps most people overwhelmed, anxious, and afraid of the outcome of what might happen. They might offend someone. They might make a mistake. They might get in trouble. They might blow their pretty little pet. You have to let go of your anxiety about the outcome and learn how to ask effective questions that lead to a result. Now, back in my day, I learned how to do a three-way call with an exceptional woman who was achieving $14,000 a month as my upline when I started in the industry. She had been mentored by a gentleman who at the time was worth $500 million. And that gentleman was none other than Mr. Bill Gould, who's a very interesting character. And I used to go to Bill Gould seminars, and I learned some of his key skills on how to close. Closing is an art. Closing is a science. If you're unskilled, unaware, and not really emotionally available, and you're checked out, closing will be very challenging. Now, if you have someone in your circle of influence, it may be someone who's cross-lined to you. Ideally, it would be someone who is one of your mentors, someone who is a sales professional. If you're in real estate, you want to have someone who's the sales broker. If you're in insurance, you want to have someone who's the key leader in your office. And if it's network marketing and direct sales, it would be your mentor, your upline, your leader, or someone in your circle of influence who can assist you with the art of closing. So in network marketing and direct sales, it's very common to be able to leverage yourself with a three-way call. But it doesn't have to be a call, because it can be one-on-one. It can be at a group presentation. It can be at a launch party. It can be a private business reception. But what it means is you leverage someone that's an expert to close a sale for you so that you can learn how it is done. Now, there are many ways to close a sale, and I've seen some conventional ones, some unconventional ones, and here's the real correct way to close a sale, effectively, and if so effective that you can teach it with ease. But if your selling techniques and selling strategies are very complicated, then it will be challenging to be able to duplicate. Your process should be so easy that you can close a transaction anywhere from 1, 2, or 3 conversations. Now, you have probably heard 10,000 times, the fortune is in the follow-up. There is definitely merit to the statement. Following up is a skill. However, learning who to follow up with and the reason that you follow up with someone is also a skill. Not everyone merits a follow-up, And if you don't understand that, then you'll spend a great deal of your time stalking, begging, chasing, convincing, cajoling the wrong people who either never get started, avoid your phone calls, avoid you trying to connect with them, and tell you what you want to hear because they don't really want to tell you what they mean. And the more you understand how to close a transaction, how to learn the inner game of selling, the quicker that you will create results. So back in my day, I learned three-way calling etiquette from a woman who learned three-way calling etiquette from a gentleman who was a multimillionaire. And here's what I learned. Always edify the expert. What does that mean? It means that you create an image about the person that you're going to introduce your prospect to. You tell their credentials, maybe some benefits and features, successes that they've had in the industry. Don't embellish it. Don't lie. Don't be over the top. Just be very calm, cool, and collected. Be able to just state, my upline, Steve, is a top-tier income earner in our company. He's been an associate of our company for 8 years. He's reached the top rank in our company, is a multiple six- and seven-figure income earner, and I would be honored to be able to introduce you to Steve. So when you do that, when you introduce your prospect to Steve and you call him and you're doing it on a telephone, whether you do it on a telephone or you do it in person, it's the same situation. You always edify the expert. It means that you build credibility, and the credibility is a huge component of the transaction. But if you're someone who doesn't really understand this and you just three-way or bring an unqualified prospect to the game, well, you're not going to get the result you're seeking. You also want to understand this. In the rules of engagement, do not bring an unqualified prospect to an expert and expect the expert to pitch the deal for you. That's the term, pitch the deal. Now, I've had rookie teammates before bring someone to me that was an unqualified prospect, and I would have to school them, not go off on them, not let them know how unprofessional that was, but let them know that here's the etiquette. Don't bring someone to me that hasn't been through a system, because if you bring someone to me that hasn't been through a system, then I have to do what you should have done. Now, if I go out and prospect for you, with you, that's a whole different situation. But when you're bringing someone to me to close, that's not the introduction. The introduction is the introduction. The close is the close. So the edification is a huge component of this process, once again, because it creates credibility. I once had a woman named Cindy from Douglas, Wyoming. Cindy was 5 foot tall. She had answered an advertisement out of the Casper, Wyoming newspaper back in April of 1995. Her husband worked in the mines. He worked in strip mining, and their why was they wanted to have a ranch in Lander, Wyoming. Well, I taught Cindy how to do three-way calls, and for about a solid year, I did three-way calls for her. Cindy rank advanced in the company, went on to become a top-tier income earner in the company, and eventually she was able to do her own three-way calls. And I would also use Cindy for leverage because I would do three-way calls with Cindy, and I would match some of my mompreneurs with Cindy because Cindy had 3 kids from ages 5 to 10 when she was in my team. They eventually went on to buy their ranch in Lander, Wyoming. They were a great success story. Cindy was 5 foot tall, about 95 pounds, and she unequivocally became a closer. And a closer is someone who learns how to ask for the commitment. Now, I've seen people get very confused in this process. I've seen people take someone to a mentor, someone in their circle of influence, and the person that they take their prospect to shares their story. Well, sharing their story is great, but if you share your story and don't ask for the commitment, then your teammate never really learns how to close. Closing is a science, closing is an art, closing is an attitude, and closing is unequivocally the key to the process. So you're going to be able to edify your expert. So when you bring your prospect to the expert then can do what they're supposed to do. Create rapport by asking some small talk questions, doing a little bit of fact finding, and then finding out if the person that you're closing has a problem that can be resolved. So if you brought a prospect to me, here's what this would look like. You would edify me as an expert. You would say that I had advanced to certain rank in the company, whatever that may be in your particular company, you would say, you would give them an idea that I'd been successful in the company, you would build the credibility, and then you would introduce your prospect to me. I would then turn around and edify you, my teammate, and let the prospect know that if they joined our team, they would have access to both of us, and I'm going to edify you as someone who is a up-and-coming leader, someone who has also started to achieve respect and results in our company, in our organization, and in our culture. It becomes a win-win situation. So it creates a whole situation when you're able to do this. It creates a larger-than-life situation. And once again, you don't go over the top. You don't sound flaky. You don't become ridiculous. This is all real. It's in the moment. It's in the present. And it creates credibility. So that it creates respect. So your prospect is showing how much respect is going on between the two teammates, which creates a wow factor. Now, I've also had teammates who didn't really understand this, even though I taught them how to do this, and because a large percent of the population is checked out, overwhelmed, emotionally unavailable, they forget. I've had people go, meet the prospect, this is Jeff, and Jeff's going to answer questions for you. Well, that really didn't do me a whole lot of service. So I would then edify myself, and I'd go, Susan, my name's Jeffrey Combs. I'm from Stockton, California. I've been an associate at the company 4 years. I've been able to rank advance to XYZ, and I'm here to assist you with any questions you might be able to require being answered. So I would start doing that, but I would go by this. I'm assuming you've been through a process. Is that correct? What do you do for a career? How long have you been doing it? I'm going to ask them a few questions so I can get to know them, so I can establish, is this someone who's a genuine, realistic, bona fide prospect who has a problem I can resolve, and if I can do that, then there's a high possible probability that I can provide a solution, so there's a win-win situation. So not only am I going to see if I can close the sale, but I'm teaching my teammates how easy it is to close the sale. If you ever do a three-way call with me, it's not a half an hour or 1 hour drunkalogue. It's not going to go on and on and on. We're going to have s'mores, marshmallows. We're not going to bend our elbow, and I guarantee you we're not going to drink Crown Royal in a Dixie cup. I haven't done that for 28 years. But what I'm going to guarantee you is this. I'm going to ask the questions that show you how to close a transaction, provided the person we're communicating with has a benefit and feature that they see, that they feel is sexy, that they see our products and services may resolve a problem. I'm going to find out if they're dissatisfied in their vocation, and I'm going to find out if they have a money challenge that we can resolve. I'm also going to find out if they have a why that's bigger than their problems, and I'm going to see how serious they are about changing the quality of their life. And this is going to take me anywhere from 3 to maximum 5, 10, on the outside 15 minutes. I'm not going to explain the history of the company. I'm not going to break the pay plan down to its infinite, although there have been times when I've shown people in any particular pay plan how you can create your first $1,000 to $5,000 to $10,000, provided that that person merits that kind of content. And every time you do a close, there's predictability about it. There's going to be similarities, but there's also distinct differences. But because human beings are predictable, once you learn how the art of closing goes and three-way calling, and man, you can create some massive synergy by doing three-way calls. I've spent an entire day before doing 10, 15, 20 three-way calls, closing sales for my team, which then creates a domino effect. And when you're a closer, you don't want to be the issue for your team. You want to be the leader of a team, teaching other people how to close their sales. You don't want to create mentor dependency. You want to create independencies. But you teach people how to close through a three-way call or doing a two-on-one or however you do it, but you want to be as smooth and as cool as the other side of the pillow, and you want to be very relaxed. You don't want to get overwhelmed. There's no pressure on you, and you're not going to make a mistake. You're going to show your teammate how this is done. And the power of three-way is it teaches people upline and downline edification. It also shows your teammate how to set the sale. And the purpose of the three-way is absolutely power. And the power of the three-way call, it takes the pressure off any of your teammates. And it also is learn while you earn. That's the purpose of a three-way call: fact-finding, rapport building, and small talk. So when I am doing a three-way call for my teammate, I'm going to do about a 1-2-3 minute get to know my person that's my prospect, provided they are open to it. There are some people they want you to just cut to the chase. There's other people that they want some warm, fuzzy feelings. There's some people that want to find out a little bit about you. And then you want to also find out a little bit about them by asking the questions in a sequence. What do you do for a career? How long have you been an attorney? Where did you go to law school? Is that a great career for you? So by asking, is that a great career for you, that sets up the situation to find out if there's dissatisfaction in the vocation. Now, if I've found out that there's dissatisfaction, now there's a probability I can close the transaction. Closing a sale is a science. Closing a sale is easy once you understand how the process operates. But if you're in anxiety, if you're overwhelmed, you put pressure on yourself, you don't want to offend someone, you don't want to make a mistake, you don't want to get into trouble, you've got all this noise going on in your conscious unconscious, there's a high probability that you'll fumble around and make the mistake to fulfill your disappointment. But once you let go of the control that keeps you out of control, once you let go of the possibility of making mistakes, and once you let go of the anxiety about failing, then you can unequivocally become very skilled in this process. Closers are not posers. Closers are professionals. And once you start to understand how important it is to master the questions, one of the most important questions you ever ask someone is why. Why do you want to improve the quality of your health? I mean, there's so many variations of why. Why do you want to improve the quality of your health? Why do you want to start a business from your home? Why do you want to fire your boss? Why do you want to quit your job? Why are you looking for a way to create additional income? Their why is going to be very important to the decision-making process. It's also very impactful for your teammate to watch how you handle objections. Objections doesn't mean that the person doesn't have enough content. Objection doesn't mean they're not sold on the business. An objection is an objection because an objection is an objection. When someone objects, they're not rejecting. So when you're the closer, and you're spending time with your mentoree, then it's very important that you get skilled at handling objections. The most three common objections that you will receive when you're a three-way call mentor are: number one, I don't have the money. Number two, they have to think about it. Number three, they want to run it by or document it with someone else. Those are the most three common objections that you'll encounter. There'll also be the people who tell you they don't have the time. And there's also the person who wants to run it by someone else. Just like I said, the three-way, they want to run it by someone else, their spouse, significant other, etc. And then there's the person who wants to do their research. Those are the five most common objections that you will receive in any transaction that requires a commitment and or a decision. Now, if you get rattled in this and you get overwhelmed, then once again, you're going to have challenges closing sales. But as you begin to release and let go and understand the simplicity of the process, you will begin to close on command. And you'll be able to overcome a lot of the objections that people give you. An objection is not a reason not to buy. Quite frankly, a lot of objections you will encounter are because people can't decide. You're going to hear they don't have the money, but that doesn't mean that they can't get it. If they see the value, they can get the money. You also have to understand that change is a choice, and many people choose not to change because change would be the end of the era. It would be the death of the ego. Change would be the end of struggle. Success contradicts struggle. This is why many people vacillate and think about, pontificate, hesitate, levitate, and get ready when it comes to deciding. The fortune's not in the follow-up. The fortune's in the close. You will learn to follow up with a few people who merit the follow-up. But a large percent of the people who give you an objection typically do not merit a follow-up. You want to be able to attract people to your reality who see the value, who are serious, not curious, who are committed, not interested. You want to be able to attract people through your social media, through LinkedIn, through some of the other forums and mediums that you're using to attract people to your marketing. You want to be able to attract people who have a vision, people who see, who have whys bigger than their problems. But if you attract people with problems and don't have whys, then you'll have people who get ready to get ready and never really get off the launching pad. Your questions are unequivocally the key to the transaction. How smooth you are at asking questions, how relaxed you are at asking questions, the questions that you ask are not right questions. The questions you ask are effective. There's a system of asking a question, and once you start to understand that rhythm, that cadence, and you start to understand that that type of situation is an algorithm of the question, once you start to master the art of asking, then you absolutely are in command of your outcome, especially when you don't get overwhelmed and you don't get rattled. Now, when you have someone who's not going to buy from you, doesn't see the value, you want to be able to diplomatically let that prospect go. And you want to also teach your team, when you let the prospect go, because they're not going to buy, it's best typically to let the prospect go where you and your teammates stay on the line. I've seen this a few hundred times. I've had a teammate bring someone to me. I could tell they weren't a qualified prospect. I diplomatically let the prospect go, let the prospect go back to my teammate. I've actually hung up my phone, gone back to call a lead in a few minutes. My teammate didn't click off, and I've listened to the whole conversation. I've heard someone go into beg mode, convince mode, I need you mode, you deserve to have this product, and you'd be real good at this syndrome. I've seen that so many times. When you, on a three-way calling etiquette, make sure that you click off from the other person that you three-wayed to. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard one of my teammates begging the prospect after I blew them off. It's classic. So when your upline lets the person go, and they're pretty, you can tell through the process that person's not gonna get started, not gonna buy today. They require more time to think, evaluate, hesitate, meditate, levitate, pontificate. Don't stay in the call with them and beg them to get started with you. You have to learn to let people go. There are so many great prospects. Don't waste your time on non-qualified buyers. Don't waste your time on people who don't see the value or the benefits or the features. Don't waste your time on someone who's not serious. Don't waste your time on people who are curious. You have to factor that in your process, it's less than $1,000 to get started in most businesses. Now, is $1,000 a lot to invest in products and services and benefits and features that are life-changing or life-altering? Unequivocally not. Is $1,000 a really expensive price point that's out of people's budget? Unequivocally not. I sold the Mickey Mantle autograph in 1994 to stay in business that I personally received from Mickey Mantle when I was 5 years old on a Kansas City Athletics scorecard. I sold it to my good friend Terry Baldwin, who some of you met, and at the event Millionaire Blueprint back in New Jersey in 2014. I sold a Joe Montana rookie card once so I could buy $200 worth of leads. When you're really committed to the process and committed to the cause, you'll sell everything you own just to pay to play the game. When you come from that kind of passion, that kind of desire, you will not be denied. But if you're someone who gets overwhelmed easily, tell yourself that this is really difficult and challenging and you can't close sales, well, that's why you use the power of leverage. That's the value of having a mentor, an upline, someone who's already a professional, do a transaction for you, do a close for you. Now, here's some unequivocal situations that you never do or never let happen when you are the mentor doing three-way calls for your team. Anytime someone interrupts you while you're doing a three-way call, that's unequivocally not three-way calling etiquette, because now you begin to confuse the prospect. I've had people interrupt me that all of a sudden they're the expert, even though they're broke. And I made the mistake of doing this once. This is a classic story. Once in my office in Pleasanton, California, my upline was doing a closing circle for me. I had scheduled 10 people to an event on a Friday afternoon, like a 1 o'clock power briefing that we had, a private business reception back in the day. This is 1990, the dinosaur era of network marketing. I had an office on Dublin Boulevard, right off Hopyard Boulevard in Pleasanton, California. Had about 25 people show up to an event. I had scheduled 10 of them. Six of them stuck around. They stayed for a part one and a part two event. My upline at the time was making $40,000 a month, happened to be in the area. She did the close for that event. Then we sat down after the event. We had six people and she still was closing. She was closing the six people for me. She had the applications in her hand. She was doing the close, and I interrupted her. What she did is handed me the applications, tapped me on the head with them, and said, "You know what? Jeff's going to go and handle the rest of this. By the way, Jeff is relatively new to the company. He's also broke, and Jeff just interrupted me." She got up, walked out, and left, and I was unequivocally humiliated. Now, she taught me a very good lesson. It may have been a little direct. It may have been a little over the top, but I unequivocally got her message. Don't interrupt an expert. She used to say to me, "Where's your stack?" She goes, "I understand that you know it all. You have a college degree. You've been in corporate America, but I'm making $40,000 a month. You're making four. Who knows more than who?" And she was absolutely right. I interrupted an expert. I learned very, and that's the last time I ever interrupted an expert when someone else was closing for me. And you also have to understand, when you're closing the sale, it should not take an hour to close a transaction. It should be relatively quick. What is your purpose when you're the mentor to do a three-way call? Your purpose is to edify your teammate. Your purpose is to edify your company. Your purpose is to edify the industry. Your purpose is to answer relatively intelligent questions. Your purpose is not to go into a long drunkalogue. Your purpose is not to convince or beg someone. You may go into some detail, but your purpose is to be duplicatable. If you can't duplicate what you're doing, then your downline definitely can't do it either. That's why our three-way calls are not duplicatable. Isolated incidents, all right, so it's not a black and white world. You may have a three-way that goes a half an hour. It may merit that, but most people aren't going to merit that because most people are clueless. You may occasionally encounter an expert, someone who's been in the field, someone who's been in the industry, but you also have to understand this. Don't treat people special. Anyone who's ever treated someone as special is tell you that prima donna, that person that was big hat, no cattle person, will all tell you we've wasted time treating people special. Be fair with people. Be honest with people. Be real with people. But don't beg people. Don't have stars in your eyes. Don't get the "oh my God" syndrome. "Oh my God, I found a rock star. Oh my God, I'm going to be able to retire off this one person alone." Well, it never, seldom ever plays out with that. You want to be able to answer people's questions intelligently. The average attention span of the average person is 28 to 31 seconds. Occasionally, you can go on for 45 seconds, and the maximum is about 2 minutes. Your purpose is not to do all the talking. As the mentor, your purpose is to set the stage. It's to set the standards. It's to show your teammates how it's really done. There's no pressure on you because pressure is an illusion. Your purpose in mentoring your people is to show people the ease of the business, the ease of the transaction. Your purpose is a support role. Your purpose is to be there for your team. Your purpose is to be Mount Rushmore. You're one of the four presidents on that rock. Your purpose is to stand there, stand tall, be big, and be large. Your purpose is to be able to handle questions, difficult ones and easy ones. Your purpose is also to teach your teammates exactly how it's done. It's not about being perfect. It's not about being neurotically perfect. It's about not about being the best. It's about being your best. It's about being effective. And when you can do that, then you come across as real, humble, and you also start to show your prospects the support that you have. The reason a three-way call is so important because it shows your prospect that there's a team effort going on here. So when your prospects are, this is why you can't stay on the phone for an hour with someone, because that's they think what they have to do. That's why this should be relatively quick. You should be able to answer a few key questions, and then if your prospect has to do their documentation or research, you can direct them where they can do that, and then you can either follow up with them or they can follow up with you, and then you can move along. When I used to do this with my teammates, I would call my teammates and ask them who they have on the fence. I would then go out and do three-way calls with my teammates. I would teach them how to edify me. I would re-edify them. Then I would go to their prospects. Their prospect answered the telephone. I'd handle their questions. If the prospect didn't answer the telephone, then I'd show my teammate how to leave an effective voicemail. So an effective voicemail on a three-way call goes something like this. "Hi, Steve. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm on the other line with Susan. Susan informed me that at one point you were serious about changing the quality of your life. I've been a successful entrepreneur in our company, and I'm just following up to see if you're still serious about changing the quality of your life. For any reason you'd like to have some questions answered, here's where you can reach me. You can find me on Facebook, or here's my number directly where you can get a hold of me. So when you start to do that, once again, this is the power of leverage. That's the value of having a mentor in your upline who is a professional. Now, I also have been in businesses before where I did not have a professional upline. I became the professional that I sought to attract in my upline. So I closed my own sales, but once I started to develop a culture and a team, I taught them how to close sales by doing three-way calls or doing one-on-ones in offices or two-on-ones or however, or doing events in homes, whatever it is, you are the expert. An expert is an illusion. The illusion being that you're an expert, meaning that you're successful. The illusion meaning that you're someone who's got a briefcase full of money, you've been in the company for X number of days, X number of weeks, X number of months. You do not have to be a superstar to do a three-way call. A three-way call is unequivocally the leverage. You can be brand new and have a brand new teammate and still do a three-way call with them. Ideally, you'd want to find someone who's been in the business for a while. Also, you may be an orphan in the company. If you're an orphan in the company, don't, whatever company you're in, don't feel like you're alone, because there's going to be other orphans. There's going to be other people across line who have pride, dignity, and courage. There are going to be other people who support you. I used to do three-way calls for people who weren't even in my team. Now, I couldn't do that a lot, but in isolated instances, I would do that. Fanfare for the common man, a hand up, not a handout. I mean, you got to do whatever you got to do. Like John Wayne said, a man does what a man's got to do. Well, same with a woman. A woman's got to do what a woman's got to do, and cowgirls don't cry. It doesn't matter where you are, but pony up, cowboy and cowgirl, because this is the big leagues. And you may not have the ideal situation, but you got to create the ideal situation. You become the ideal situation. I see so many people get so upset. I'm not placed perfectly in the company. I can't believe this. I'm in an upside-down reverse leg, and I've got no volume. Well, here's what I learned early in my career. You got nothing coming, cowboy. Shut up and produce. And if you're not in the perfect position in the company, create the perfect position in the company and shut up and produce. Some of my top clients that I've ever coached, we're not in perfect positions in the company. In a binary pay plan, yes, it's great if you're in an ideal situation. But I've been in breakaway pay plans where no one ever put anyone under me. I've had people overpromise and underdeliver, and I learned to produce. Your results are a direct reflection of your why. And if your why does not make you cry, then you have a wish. Your why should be the centrifugal force that pulls you through your challenges. And if your challenges are bigger than your problems, then you're going to whine. W-I-N-E. That's not a white burgundy. That's not a Shishantra Montrache. That means the whine that I hear a lot of people do is they whine about what they ain't got. Who's not giving the love? See, if your why has got to be bigger than your whine. If your whine is bigger than your why, then you'll get ready to get ready. You'll find every excuse in the book. Well, you don't understand. I have three kids. I do understand. Once I had no money left. I was in the NFL club. I had absolutely no money in my bank account, creditors calling, and for the first time in my life, I was out of credit. I had maxed out all of my credit cards. I had no money, and I borrowed $5,000 from my father. I was in the NFL club in three categories. No friends left. I had burnt my friends through three back-to-back failed ventures. And I'm not talking about my friends. I'm talking about my teammates. I never enrolled any of my homies or significant others back in the day from college and high school. I'm a professional marketer. I created qualified leads 7 days a week and had more leads than time. You can be out of money, but that doesn't mean you're out of leads. Here's what happens. When you're out of creativity, you're out of the business. And unfortunately, a lot of people do this. How do I? That's an old song from the Pet Shop Boys. Well, this ain't the Pet Shop Boys, cuz. This is the big leagues. It's not how do I. You have to have a why. It's why, how, what. Not how, what, why. It's ask backwards. Your why. Your why must be the centrifugal force that pulls you through the process. And you must become the mentor that you don't have if you don't have a mentor. The company is your mentor. You listen to videos. You watch videos. You listen to podcasts, downloads. You become the leader that people are looking for. That's what you do in a three-way call. You are the leader that your team is looking for. Step up and shake it off. You may have dust on your shoulders. You got to keep dusting off the dust so that eventually you can stand on top of the dust and you can climb out of the hole that you fell in. If people keep throwing dirt on you, then you have to dust the dirt off, stand on it, and eventually you'll be able to get out of the hole that you're in. I was once in that hole, $100,000 worth of liability debt. Big deal. Don't look at your bills. Look at how you're going to create results. You have to outproduce your problems. What does that mean? It means if you have emotional or financial challenges, don't focus on the problem. Focus on the solution. And the solution is always going to be closing sales, developing teammates, creating sales volume, and creating a culture. You're only out of business if you talk yourself out of business. I see so many people spend so much time worrying and waiting for that perfect lead, that perfect distributor, that perfect superstar, that rock star. You attract them one day at a time. Get over yourself about calling leads. You have to call leads. You have to create leads. You have to be innovative and creative. If you're in the NFL club, no friends left, no funds left, and not for long, then you better have a sense of urgency. But if you have a sense of desperation and not a sense of urgency, then you'll continue to tiptoe quietly through life, arrive at your grave safely, and die the greatest pain, the pain of regret. And if you're in a tough situation, your back's against the wall, that's even more reason for you to understand that this is Independence Day, right around the corner. Freedom rings. If you want freedom to ring, then you got a GIG. Get in the game. Right now, officially, it is July 1st. We are at the sixth-month point of the calendar year 2015. And if you're a leader on tonight's call, circle the wagons. Find three or four people that you can begin to do three-way calls with tonight and tomorrow. Go out and create some team synergy. Close some of your own sales and close sales for your teammates. That is how you rank advance. When you start to circle your wagons and create a mastermind alliance, one or more of like mind coming together for a common cause, then you can unequivocally start to create some transactions. Transactions create sales volumes. Rank advance creates energy. Rank energy creates synergy. Synergy creates synchronicity. Synchronicity creates synchrodestiny. Then there are no accidents. When you can come from that kind of power, that kind of energy, that kind of extrasensory perception, then you, on command, can begin to attract people who show up. And people show up when you show up. But when you feel shown up because no one's giving you any love or no one's giving you support, then you got to, once again, I'm going to tell you this, become the leader that people are looking for. You have to be a leader grower. You have to be a leader. You have to lead yourself. But if you live in an overwhelmed, unorganized, undisciplined state, consistently winging it to wing it, then you'll never get there. And if you have a company event this year, you better be going to all of them. You better be able to take people with you. You got to be able to determine that your why is bigger than your problems. But if your problem's bigger than your whys, then you'll whine a lot. You'll drink red wine, white wine, and you'll also whining will come out of your mouth. You'll smell like a whiner. Whiners are very, very unattractive. Whining is not the answer to the results. Results are created through good old-fashioned effort, sweat equity, 8 to faint. That's 8 o'clock to F-E-I-N-T, faint. It means you're willing to PTP, pay the price. And that's all a component of being able to close transactions. No one taught me how to close a sale. I watched other people do it. I conceptualized it. I'm creative and I'm innovative. And I said, if they can do it, I can do it. I became a student of the game, not a student of whining. I became a student of the game, and I really learned how the inner game of the process. You have to be able to relax into the business. You have to stop asking yourself how and focus on your why. Why did you join this industry? Why did you join your company? Why did you pick your sponsor, your upline? Why? What is your why? Your why better make you cry. Your why better be bigger than your problems, because that's what's going to keep you in the game. That's what's going to create the synergy and the culture that you require. The purpose of a three-way call, once again, is to really create that compounded effect. It's create that aha moment. It's to be able to take one of your teammates and said, follow me, I can show you how this is done. Leadership is influence. And you have to be able to influence your followers so they understand that they can buy into your confidence, they can buy into your self-esteem. But if you live in doubt, you're overwhelmed, you're overweight, you're overtaxed, you're overburdened, you over-obligate, then you're going to have challenge creating any competence, confidence, and self-esteem in your circle of influence or your organization. When you let go of the control that keeps you in control of being out of control, and you say, I'm going to master this, I'm going to master my emotions, I'm going to master how to sell, I'm going to master how to ask questions. When you really start to understand that there's an inner game that's played, and the inner game can only be played when you're in the game, you can't play the game when you're out of the game. You can't do this sporadically. You can't do this haphazardly, and you can't do it half-assed. It's all or nothing in certain situations. Now, what does that mean, all or nothing? It means in the time you dedicate. It doesn't mean your whole life has to be the process, but the time that you're willing to dedicate, you better be effective. You better be all in that time that you dedicate, because you can spend a lot of time getting ready to get ready, then you get nothing. That's what all or nothing means. It means you're either in or you're out, and when you're out, you will never get the results that you think that you deserve to receive. So when you're fact-finding, you have to be an unequivocal, exceptional listener. When you are prospecting and communicating and asking the questions of your teammates and your prospects, you also have to prospect your teammates. By prospecting your teammates, you'll find out who is committed. It's equally as important to prospect your teammates so that you can establish who is credible, who is serious, who is committed, who is going to the next event, who's going to show up at the next convention, who's willing to do a Super Saturday, who can you count on? I used to do a three-way calling list for my team, and I would have a three-way calling list so that my teammates could call each other. Now, these are just some ideas that I used to use in my team. That would create camaraderie and synergy within a team. When you can do cross-line three-way calls, it's very, very powerful, because occasionally you may not be able to get a hold of someone. When you can do that, when you create that kind of synergy, it can be very effective. And when you let go of the control of making mistakes and all the other noise that goes on in your head, then you can start to get your close down to 3, 5, and 10 minutes. Now, how do you really get a close down to 3 or 5, 10 minutes? It means you find the common denominator. You start to ask the questions that lead to the outcome that you seek. You want to find out real quickly your prospect's why. When someone's been through a process, a system, they've been through an event, a launch party, they've been to a rally, a convention, a meeting, and you're at the decision process, you want to find out what the why is. You want to find out what the problem is. You want to find out what the pain is. They all mean the same thing, but I like to find out someone's why. Why do you want to start a business? Why do you want to join our team? Why do you want to improve the quality of your health? Why do you want to quit your job? Why do you want to fire your boss? Why do you want to move across the country? What is important to you? What is your why? I mean, I like to ask my prospects and my teammates this so I can establish, are they credible? Are they real? Are they someone who's really committed? People who are interested and not committed typically don't do a whole lot. Now, you also learn to meet people where they are, and you never know when your next superstar is. I don't give up on people, but I don't also put a lot of energy into people who've given up on themselves. At any given moment, someone can make a comeback. Someone can make a pendulum swing. Someone can come out of left field, but typically that doesn't happen. I believe that anyone can create a choice. But you're going to find that your most successful teammates are the teammates who have some level of consistency. Now, consistency doesn't mean it's all the time. Consistency can be part-time, but consistency doesn't come from being spare time. You're looking for people who have qualified reasons to let go, qualified reasons to change. So this is what you look for when you're doing a three-way call. You're looking for the reason. You're looking for a problem you can resolve. When you can identify the problem, then you can provide the solution. Then you can close on the sale by asking for the commitment. People go, well, what do you say? It's never what you say. It's how you ask. It's what you ask, and it's how you ask. Saying is talking. Your purpose on a three-way call is not to go into a long drunkalogue about your success unless you have to edify yourself. Now, you may point out just a few details of your success, but your success is about you, not about them. You want to be able to find out about them. I've seen so many people, they blow the three-way call because they spend too much time talking, and they never never ask for the commitment. You may share your story, that's great, but their story, your prospect story, is what you're going to find out, why they want to change the quality of their life. Your obligation when you do a three-way call is to close the sale for your teammate. I've seen people that they talk and talk, but they never ask for the commitment. How do you ask for the order? How do you ask for the sale? How do you create the transaction? It goes something like this. Are you ready to join our team? Are you ready to join our culture? Are you ready to get started? Are you ready to commit? Do you see the value? You ask, first of all, you ask trial closing questions, which trial closing questions leaves latitude in the conversation. So those are open-ended questions, and you learn to ask closed and contained questions. Are you ready to join our team? Are you ready to commit? Are you ready to decide? Are you ready to be a part of our culture? Are you ready to join our community? It's all the same question. It's a trial closing question. Now, when you encounter this well, when someone uses the sound followed by a preposition, or they answer with your preposition, that means that you're going to get a story. Depending how long the story is, you may listen to the story or you may have to interrupt the story if the story turns into a drunkalogue. A drunkalogue means it goes on and on and on. It's a series of qualified excuses. I actually like to count how many excuses someone will give me in their story. I've counted up to 6 before. Occasionally I'll point out how many reasons they gave me, but I typically will interrupt someone very diplomatically by saying, John, I understand your situation, but are you going to let that situation rob you from this opportunity? The whole purpose is to ask a question. When someone says, I'd really like to do this, but $600 is a lot of money, I would call them out on that. I go, really, do you believe that $600 is a lot to start a business? Well, I don't have it right now. I can appreciate you don't have it, but do you believe that $600 is a lot to start a business? If someone believes that $100, $200, $300, $400, $500, $600, $6,000, $60,000, $600,000, $6 million. It doesn't matter what the denomination is. You have to be able to hear what's meant, not just what's said. Now, when you can do this, when you can be able to ask the questions in a sequence, teaching your teammates how to do this, that's how you duplicate the process. You cannot duplicate the process by being on the telephone for a long time with someone, explaining the entire compensation plan, explaining the entire history of the company, explaining all the products, ingredients, and everything like that. When you're doing a three-way call, you also want to showcase the value of your team. You want to be able to showcase the value of the company. You want to be able to showcase to your prospect that there's a lot of tools in place that you can get results from. You want to be able to showcase that you don't have to be an expert. You want to be able to showcase that a common, average, ordinary stay-at-home mom, a common, average, ordinary blue-collar worker, or someone who's had exceptional results in other vocations can come into this industry, your company, in a relatively short period of time, feel comfortable, receive training, be able to go to events, feel good about the culture that they're part of, see a bigger picture, and start to understand that the good life can be created by being part of our team. So the word cult comes from the word culture. Is that one of them there, cults? You're in one of those cults. Well, you also have to understand that many people, when you leave the hood, when you leave the brood, when you leave the sheep pen, when you leave the pasture and you enter into the jungle, then you've entered to a different law of engagement. There are actually going to be people who are threatened that you had the courage to leave their circle of influence. You have to learn to let these people be right so you can go out and find your own mark in the world. You want to get to where you don't have to explain, justify, or explain yourself to people who really aren't in your corner. And the more you let go of those people, you're going to attract a different type of person to your reality. So once again, getting back to the purpose of a three-way call, the purpose of the three-way call is to create credibility. The purpose of the three-way call is to teach your teammates the art of asking the question. The purpose of a three-way call is to show your teammates the ease of closing a transaction. The purpose of the three-way call is to create leveraged credibility. The purpose of the three-way call is to be able to show your team that there's leadership in the team and that they can count on the leadership of the team. The purpose of a three-way call is to let your team know that there's other people in the team that can do three-way calls. And when you start to create a team that's not mentor-dependent, then you start to create in dependency. Now, I've made the mistake before of making a team dependent upon me. I did all the closings. I did all the events. I did all the trainings. And as you gathered, there was no duplication. I maxed out at the law of the lid about $8,000. I could not seem to exceed $8,000 a month because there was no duplication. I could sell people into the business. I could close people into the business, but I was not a good mentor early in my career. Leadership is a learned skill. Mentoring someone is the next level of leadership. It's not something you learn overnight. Leaders are born and leaders are developed. Leadership is influence. Leadership is affluence. You can learn all of that in the learn-to-earn process as you go through the process of being an entrepreneur in free enterprise. I've given you some key tips and key components this evening on how to effectively leverage yourself through the art of the close. So here's a few quick questions before I wrap it up, but I will ask them on a three-way call. I would do the pleasantries. Nice to meet you. It's my privilege. It's my honor. Are there any specific questions I can answer for you about how to get started, how to use our products and services, or how to create your first $1,000, $5,000, or $10,000 check in our company? So I'll say these again. Are there any questions I can answer for you about how to get started, how to use our products and services, or how to create income from the comfort of your home in our company? Those are three questions. Now notice, I don't offer every question in the book. I don't want to get into ingredients. I don't want to get into pay plan unless I have to. I will tell a little bit about the history of the company. I will share other people's stories because facts tell, stories sell. And if you don't have a story, you can also share someone else's story. And don't get into your head about, oh, my God, I've had no results, I haven't done this, I haven't made any money. When you telegraph that, voila, automatically, autonomically, you get the very situation that you sought to avoid. Then the simple questions I'm going to ask, what do you do for a career? How long have you done that? Have you ever owned a business? Are you serious about starting a business? If they already own a business, why would you want to start a second business? You want to ask why questions. Why do you want to start a business? Why do you want to improve the quality of your health? Why do you want to join a team? Ask these questions. And then as you start to go through the process, you get to a point with the closer. Have you received enough content you feel comfortable in joining our team? Have you received enough value that you're in a position that you can get started today? These are very simple, basic questions. Once you take your anxiety out of the equation, realize this isn't about making a mistake, blowing it, being judged, offending someone, or getting in trouble, then you can relax into the business. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, wishing every one of you on tonight's call happy 4th of July on this great Independence Day in our country. I realize that today is also July 1st in Canada. That is Canada Day, so congratulations, everyone. Thank you very much for being on tonight's call. And next Tuesday, that will be Tuesday, July 7th, I will have Tara Romano as my guest on the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset call. Tara is an exceptional first-class woman that I am honored to be the coach of. Thank you very much, everyone. You have an absolute great evening and a great 4th of July. Happy Independence, and don't take your freedom for granted. Realize that if you own a business, you actually stand for something, and you'll fall for nothing. Have a great evening, everyone.